This is Messianic Perspectives, and today we're going to talk about nothing. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello, and today our Bible teacher, Dr. Gary Hedrick, is teaching What God Says About Nothing. I'll be back at the end of the program with a special message, so have your pencil and paper ready. And now, with today's message, here's Dr. Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you, and welcome to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. I'm your host, Gary Hedrick. And it's good to have you with us today as we continue our series of studies on what God says about nothing. And what we've been doing in this series is just going through the Bible and looking at different passages where God talks about nothing. And it's been interesting because what God says about nothing can be just as instructive and just as helpful as what he says about something. And we've come today to the eighth nothing in our list, and it's in the book of Ezekiel. It's a warning about false prophets. You see, the prophets, or in Hebrew we call them ha-nevi'im, the prophets, played an important role in ancient Israel. They were God's spokesmen, and the message had to be delivered even if it was something the people didn't want to hear. And you know what they say about killing the messenger. That's exactly what happened. Those prophets were a real source of irritation because their message was unpopular. I mean, they were annoying. These prophets were annoying. The people didn't want to hear what they had to say. Elijah, for example, prophesied during a period of great idolatry and apostasy in Israel. At one point, he headed for the hills and hid in caves because the people had already killed the other prophets and he feared for his life. That's in 1 Kings 19:10. One thing that exacerbated the situation in Israel in Ezekiel's day was the presence of false prophets who claimed that they had received divine visions and divine revelations when in fact they had not. It created confusion. So here's what Ezekiel said to the prophetic pretenders. He said, "Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." Ezekiel 13:3. That's the eighth nothing in our series. These were pathetic prophetic pretenders. They claimed to see visions from God and to have heard from God when in reality they had seen nothing. They had heard nothing. They claimed to speak for God when they were only speaking for themselves. And Jesus the Messiah warned that in the last days there would be rampant religious deception. In Matthew 7:22, he said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." And then Jesus said, "I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." So he's talking about deceivers and false prophets masquerading as true Christians. They even say Jesus is Lord, but the Lord says he doesn't know them. They're not Christians at all. In fact, he says they're going to hell. You know, it's interesting that every time Jesus talked about people going to hell, he was talking about the religious leaders, counterfeit spiritual leaders. They were in danger of hell fire, he said. He called them wolves in sheep's clothing. They were religious kooks who were full of the devil, full of meanness, who were deceiving the people, and who were fleecing and deceiving and misleading the sheep. And Jesus told them, he said, "You're going to hell. When I separate the sheep from the goats, you're going with the goats." You see, that's how the Lord Jesus dealt with religious deceivers. He told them where they were going. And by the way, the same thing is happening today in the 21st century. Anyone who listens to Christian radio, nominally Christian radio, or watches Christian, in quotes, television, knows what I'm talking about. Now, I know there are some very good Christian radio stations, because we're on many of them, and there are some good Christian television ministries. Some of them are good friends of ours. I mean, they're good people. But listen, there's also a lot of deception and false doctrine out there, and it's being promoted under the guise of Christianity. So where are the prophetic voices today when we need them? Well, you're probably not going to find them preaching in the mega churches, you know, in those great big churches, because they'll run everybody off. They're going to talk about righteousness and holiness and divine judgment, and that's not what the masses want to hear. And by the way, before you jump up and volunteer to be one of those prophetic voices, you'd better count the cost. You're not going to get any awards for it, at least not in this lifetime. You're not going to win any popularity contests. So you'd better make sure this is what you really want to do, because in case you haven't noticed, we are in a war. And it's not just a cultural war. You know, we hear all this talk about a cultural war. It's a spiritual war. It's a conflict between the forces of evil and the forces of good, between darkness and light. And this conflict is going to continue to intensify until the tribulation period, when the Bible says many saints and prophets will be murdered by the Antichrist or the Anti-Messiah. Revelation 16:6 talks about that. So this is gearing up to be an all-out war, and the stage is being set for it right now. We see everything falling into place all around us. So that's the eighth nothing in Scripture. It's a warning about false prophets who come in the name of the Lord to deceive and to take advantage of the sheep. They claim to have heard from the Lord and to have seen visions when in fact they have seen nothing. And that's something else we're seeing in our generation, people who call themselves prophets and who make all sorts of predictions when in fact they have seen and heard nothing from God. Okay, we're talking about what God says about nothing. And now let's move on to the ninth nothing in our list. It's in the book of Daniel, and it's about the sovereignty and preeminence of God. In Daniel 4:35, King Nebuchadnezzar said that all the inhabitants of the earth are like nothing compared to God. He says the Lord does whatever he wants to do. He doesn't ask for anyone's permission, and no one can challenge him because only he is God. You see, this helps us keep ourselves in perspective, doesn't it? Sometimes we think we're more important than we really are. But here's a news bulletin, ladies and gentlemen. The universe doesn't revolve around us. It revolves around the Lord God who made it. In all things, he is preeminent. He and he alone is worthy of our worship and praise and adoration. Now, what's interesting about this particular passage in Daniel 4 is that these words came from a pagan king. Nebuchadnezzar was one of the greatest and most powerful kings who ever lived. His Babylonian Empire ruled most of the known world in its time. So this was one of the most powerful kings in all of history. But the Lord humbled Nebuchadnezzar. He took his sanity from him for a time. The great king fled from his palace into the countryside, where he lived alone, crawling around on all fours and eating grass like a cow. His hair and his beard grew long and dirty and matted. His finger and toenails looked like animal claws. Nebuchadnezzar went from being the mightiest of the mighty to being the lowest of the low. He went from living in the royal palace to living out in the wild like an animal. And you know what? It did the man some good. That experience did the man some good. It does us all good to get a healthy dose of humility from time to time. And I'm telling you, when Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses, he was a changed man. You can read it for yourself in Daniel chapter 4. In fact, let me go ahead and read you part of it. This is beginning in verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. That's verse 35. Isn't that just amazing? Isn't it remarkable that one of the most moving choruses of praise and worship and adoration in the entire Bible emanates from the lips of a pagan Babylonian king? And it was because he had an encounter with the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Nebuchadnezzar figured out that in comparison to God, he was nothing. So this really does help us keep ourselves in perspective, don't you think? Compared to God, we are nothing. Our plans are nothing. Our efforts are nothing. If we try to oppose him, we are like bugs hitting the windshield of a car going 80 miles an hour. You see, God's plan will prevail despite all opposition. He and he alone is in control of this world, and nothing can override his sovereign purpose. So that's the eighth nothing in Scripture. We're out of time now, so on the next program, we'll talk about number 9. I hope you'll join us. Until next time, this is your friend Gary Hedrick saying, take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. If you found today's program especially helpful and insightful, you'll be glad to know that we have placed the entire series of programs on one compact disc. The title is What God Says About Nothing. It's available for your gift of just $6 or more to help us keep this program here on your station. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. By the way, listening friend, has it been a while since we've heard from you? It's very important that if you're listening, please let us know you're out there. You know, almost every time we drop a station from our network, we receive letters from people who say, "Why did you drop our station?" But then we check our files and find out they never bothered to write while we were on their station. So don't wait until it's too late. If you enjoy the program, let us know. You see, we don't want to drop a station if people are listening and we're having a ministry in their lives. But if no one is listening, we can take those funds and go on a station somewhere else. The only way we have of knowing whether or not you're listening is if you tell us. So we'll look forward to hearing from you. Just drop us a line at Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. Or email us at info@cjfm.org. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you? As Dr. Gary Hedrick continues What God Says About Nothing, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.